Welcome to the practice of mindful movement. We'll be bringing our awareness into our breath and our sensations while gently moving the body, giving yourself full permission to modify any movements that do not suit your body or that cause pain, and adopting an attitude of gentleness and acceptance towards the body. Beginning with standing or sitting upright while still relaxed. The knees are slightly bent. Taking off your shoes and socks so that your feet can make direct contact with the ground beneath you. Allowing your feet to be about a hip's width distance apart from each other and parallel. Feeling your feet flat on the ground. Distributing your weight evenly between the balls, heels, and outer edges of the feet. Spending a moment now shifting your weight around between these three areas on the foot, the ball of the foot, the heel, and the outer edge. Now settling in again to evenly distributing your weight in your feet. Feeling that you are connected to the floor and to the earth underneath you. Allowing your pelvis to be tucked in gently and letting the shoulders be down and relaxed. The chest slightly open. Sensing your head placed squarely on your shoulders. Relaxing your hands at your sides or if you're sitting in your lap. Breathing deeply into the posture. Allowing a neutral expression to come on your face as you look forward, still sensing the connection to your feet and the earth while you gaze out in front of you. Fully present in this moment. Perhaps you can sense yourself standing or sitting like a mountain. Grounded, solid, unshakable. Sensing the in and out of the breath. And noticing where you feel your breath in your body right now and what it feels like. Now allowing your chin to move forward about halfway down towards the chest. Breathing and noticing any sensations in the back of the neck. Now allowing the chin to come back up into a neutral position. Turning the head now as if you are looking over your right shoulder. Where are the sensations? What are they like? Breathing fully now, right into the areas where you do feel sensation. And now floating the head back to center. And turning to look over the left shoulder. Again, sensing what is present in your body. Perhaps noticing what's happening in the right shoulder as you look over to the left. Coming now back to center. Keeping the shoulders down now, allowing the head to tilt to the right, allowing the right ear to come toward the right shoulder, the face still facing forward. Feeling the sensation, feeling the stretch. If you like, bringing your right arm up to meet the left side of your head, gently pulling your head further into the stretch. Breathing in the stretch. Now floating the head back up and repeating this on the other side. Left ear towards the left shoulder, wherever you feel the stretch. Stretching to the point where It feels like a good stretch, but not a strain. And again, bringing the other hand up if you like to gently pull the head further into the stretch. And coming back to center. Checking in with the breath, the body, any sensations. And on the next inhalation, allowing the inhalation to float the shoulders up towards the ears. Bunching up the shoulders as high as they go in the direction of the ears. And now exhaling them down. Inhaling them up. And exhaling them down. One more time. Inhaling up, feel what it's like to hold the shoulders up. Perhaps noticing if this is a familiar feeling from your everyday life. And then bringing them back down again. Now, rotating the shoulders in circles. So to begin, rotating the shoulders forward and up, then back and down. Noticing all the sensations in the shoulders, the chest, the neck. Perhaps noticing how when you bring the shoulders back, that automatically opens the chest and extends the heart forward. And now reversing directions, rolling the shoulders back, up, forward and down. Doing a few more of these on your own and at your own pace, paying attention to breath and sensation. And now taking a complete breath, really filling the lungs completely on the inhalation. And when you're ready, exhaling and squeezing the lungs out, emptying the air out of the lungs completely. And now, giving an opportunity for a stretch to an area of the body that rarely receives our attention, the wrists and fingers. So bringing your arms out in front of you, bending at the wrists so that the hands come down, and then up with the fingers pointed upwards, and noticing any sensations in the wrists and fingers. Now extending the fingers out and then bringing them in to make fists a few times. So extending and making fists, as if your hands are blinking lights. Now making circles with the hands around the wrists to one side, and then rotating in the opposite direction. And now playing the piano, lifting one finger on each hand at a time, as if you were playing the notes on a piano. Shaking out your hands now. And letting them drop to your sides, sensing whatever is present. Perhaps you sense your own energy, noticing where it's most present right now. And then relaxing the attention and just allowing the body to be standing alert again, yet relaxed. Coming back into that original position where the feet are parallel, the pelvis is tucked in, the shoulders are down, chest is open. Inhaling now, sense how the breath lifts one of your arms up in front of you, as far as it's comfortable for you. Either stopping when your arm is parallel to the ground, or breathing the arm all the way up overhead. And exhaling, bring the arm back down. Doing this slowly a few times on your own. feeling as if the breath, rather than your own effort, is floating the arm up and then down again. Imagining a flag blowing softly in the wind. Lowering the arm now and being present with the sensations. Again, inviting the lungs to open up completely, taking in air on the inhalation and then squeezing out the air on the exhalation. Lifting the other arm up now on an inhalation and exhaling it down. Allowing these movements to be repeated a few times. Allowing yourself now to shake out your arms, letting them just flop around loose and easy, noticing how they move, sensing what it's like to let go of a bit of control and let your arms just move any way they want to. And now moving your feet a little further apart, a bit greater than hip width distance, swinging your arms from side to side at shoulder height as the torso goes to the right and to the left. And as you go to the right, letting your left heel come up off the ground. And as you go to the left, letting the right heel come up off the ground, loosening up, being aware of letting go. And then coming back into stillness. Now allowing your feet to be even wider apart so that they are about 3 feet apart at this point. Feet are facing forward or slightly outward. Inhaling and then exhaling completely. Inhaling and floating the arms out to the sides and up overhead. Imagining now that someone has just handed you a nice big beach ball and that you're going to be holding on to this ball. Exhaling, lowering the ball as you come down and forward, bending forward with a flat back straight out of the hips. Knees are unlocked and slightly bent. Keeping the ball, keeping the back straight as you go down. And now allowing the ball to come back down towards the ground. And then letting the ball go. And wherever it's natural and easy for you, hanging down loose and limp. Perhaps keeping the head up slightly to protect you from any dizziness. Keeping your body safe and comfortable, trusting your own capacity to know what is right for you. If you need to come out of the posture at any point, feel free to do so. Noticing where your hands are comfortable, perhaps hanging in the air, or coming down to touch the knees or the ground. Noticing sensations in the hands. Allowing your arms to hang and sway gently. Imagining your arms to be like empty coat sleeves just hanging in a closet, nice and loose and limber. Coming up gently now, reconnecting with your feet and with the sensations in your entire body. Perhaps placing hands on the hips as you come up or the sides of the chair if you're sitting. One vertebrae at a time. As if you're stacking one vertebrae on top of the other. Gently bringing the head back up, slowly, gradually returning to a standing or sitting upright position. Checking in again with the body, standing or sitting straight. Allowing the feet to be parallel, hip width apart. The pelvis is tucked slightly, the hands relaxed and easy at the side. The shoulders are down, chest slightly forward. Coming now to standing or sitting with the feet several feet apart. Now keeping your torso straight and upright, allowing the left arm to move up either straight out to the side or continuing to go above your head, while the right arm moves down the right leg in the direction of the knee. Sensing how your torso now leans over to the right and noticing sensations. Perhaps an opening or a stretch in the left side. Breathing in this position. And now floating the body back up to center. And trying this on the other side of the body. Moving the right arm out to the side. And if you like, continuing up with the right arm and the left arm goes down the left leg. Again, sensing the stretch, sensing what is present in your body. Coming back up and standing or sitting with knees unlocked, sensing what is happening in breath and body. This next pose involves playing with our sense of balance. Before beginning, you might wish to go to a wall or a chair that you can use to help you with the balancing. Or you can do this remaining in a seated position in your chair. Now placing one hand on the chair or the wall and finding a point in front of you where you can allow your gaze to focus. Letting that point become an anchor for you. And now shifting your weight into the foot where your hand is holding on. Inhaling and lifting up the other foot and arm out to the side, like a bird taking flight. The foot that is on the ground stays steady and rooted as your gaze remains forward. Holding this for a moment, breathing into the stretch. Now exhaling, allow the foot and the hand to float down, if you haven't already. Repeating this now on the other side, holding onto the wall or chair with your other hand. And on the next inhalation, floating the other arm and foot out to the side, taking flight, taking off. Again, holding the gaze, noticing perhaps some wobbliness, or perhaps some solidness. Just noticing. Holding it with interest and curiosity, coming down whenever you're ready. And shaking out your body now in any way you like before we leave the standing position. Perhaps shaking out your arms, each of your legs. Seeing if your body has any other movements it would like to do. You can rotate the pelvis around in a circle. Perhaps repeating one of the stretches you like, just noticing what your body is naturally inclined to do. Now finding a chair that's comfortable for you to sit in, or if you would like, you may come onto the floor, allowing yourself now to come into a seated position there. You can be cross-legged, or you may want to sit on your knees, whatever is comfortable for you. Starting now with a movement that stretches the muscles of the face and can also help clear out any excess mucus in the sinus area. So on the next inhalation, taking a big breath in, and as you exhale, let the tongue come out, opening the eyes wide and making a giant roar like a lion going, ha. And letting the breath be normal. Trying that again now, inhaling, and then as you exhale, ha. Stretching those muscles big and wide, roaring like a lion. And relaxing the face, sensing any sensations in the face. Taking a complete breath now. And bringing the palms together in front of you in a prayer position. On the next exhalation, allowing the torso to twist to the right, keeping the hands right in front of the heart. Holding the twist on the right for a moment. Now coming back to center. And twisting to the left, again making sure the hands are right in front of the heart. And breathing. Noticing if any strain has come into your face. If so, allow it to just relax. And now coming back to center. Now remaining in your seat, if you're in a chair or if you're comfortable on the floor, moving now onto all fours, allowing your knees and hands to make contact with the ground and the back to be flat, just like a tabletop. Or if you're seated in a chair, just remain as you are in this moment. If you're on the floor, inhaling, allow the head and the tailbone to point upward towards the sky, creating a curve in your spine. If you're in a seat, allowing the head to float up and back, arching the spine. And now for everyone, exhaling, allowing the head to come down and the shoulders to come down. If you're on all fours, also allowing the buttocks to tuck in. Going back and forth now between these two movements of the spine, curving and arching. Playing with the breath, allowing the breath to coordinate with the movement in whatever way you like. Going back and forth. Moving now so that we are lying down on the floor on the back. Finding your way to your mat and lying down. It's still fine to stay in the chair if that's most comfortable for you. Keeping the knees bent and the feet flat on the ground. Take a moment to arrive in this new pose so that your body is fully supported by the mat and by the ground beneath you, relaxing into lying down. Either on the floor or in the chair, begin to sense your pelvic region, pressing flat against the floor or the back of the chair. Sensing the region that includes your lower spine, from in back of your navel all the way down to the tailbone. Gently pressing that entire region against the floor or the back of the chair. Now beginning to make some gentle rocky movements with the pelvis, going forward and back, so that you are pressing into the floor or chair back with each point along the way, from the tailbone all the way up to the spine right behind the navel. Tilting the pelvis back and forth, noticing any sensations in the lower spine. Continuing this way if you're in a chair, and if you're on the floor now, hugging the knees into the chest, bringing the knees up in the direction of the chest. And then rocking slightly from side to side. Now placing the hands on top of the knees, move the knees around in small circles, first in a clockwise direction, and then counterclockwise. Noticing what's happening in the lower back. And now allowing the feet to flow back down to the floor, knees are still bent, and relaxing for a moment. Inhaling the arms out to the sides so that they make a T with your body, either from the lying down position or in the chair. And if you are lying down, as you inhale, floating the knees in the direction of the chest. On the next exhalation, allowing the knees to float over to one side of the body. In the chair, exhaling and moving the knees over to one side of the chair. Now, turning the head in the opposite direction of where the knees are, towards the other arm. sensing the twist in the body, noticing that there is sensation, breathing. Now inhaling, float the knees to center, and then exhaling them to the opposite side and turning the head in the opposite direction, breathing again into the twist. And now coming back to center. Now on the next exhalation, we'll be hugging the knees in the direction of the chest. If you are lying down on the ground, you can float the knees up towards the chest and clasp your hands in back of the legs. If you're in the chair, just bending forward, allowing your arms to dangle or to be clasped behind the knees as you hug your knees. And now allowing the knees to float down towards the ground and resting for a moment. Tuning again to your breath, your body, and its sensations. Holding it all with a sense of interest, curiosity, noticing. Allowing yourself now to find a position that offers you the most comfort. You may wish to lie flat with your legs down, or you may wish to keep your knees bent. Using a bolster or pillow under your knees if that adds to your comfort. If you wish to remain in the chair, allow the arms to be loose and relaxed, and your head can be forward slightly. Or if there is enough support in the back of the chair, placed back. As you rest now from the movement, allowing your body to sink into the ground or the chair. This resting time allows your body to integrate all the benefits of your mindful movement. Becoming aware now of the breath and noticing the breath as it appears in the abdomen. Sensing the rising and falling of the breath in the abdomen. Being aware of your own breath, your own life force. This breath that occurs no matter what else is going on, that continues as an uninterrupted flow in our lives. Allowing your arms to flop out from the side of the body. The palms can be turned upward or just loose and relaxed. Shoulders down, face neutral. Taking the time now to adjust the body if there's any area in which you are aware of tension. Scanning through the body now, noting whatever is present. Beginning at the left foot. Bringing your attention to the foot and now moving it up to the leg, the pelvic region, the hips, sensing your entire left leg as a whole. And now bringing the awareness down the right leg to the foot, the leg, pelvis, the hip, sensing whatever is present. And now bringing the attention to the abdomen, the digestive area. Sensing what's present. Loading the awareness up into the chest, the shoulders. Allowing it now to move down the arms. Into the hands and the fingertips. Sensing a heaviness in the hands, a relaxation. Bringing the awareness now up into the area of the neck, the head, and the face. Being present in your body this moment, whatever is happening. You no longer have to do anything. Just be in this moment. Just be in your body right now. Recognizing that you have taken this time to care for yourself and step out of your ordinary routine. To dedicate yourself to your own health and well-being. Acknowledging all that it takes to set aside time for you. It is often quite extraordinary just to accomplish this. Congratulating yourself. And just for now, moving even more deeply into being rather than doing. As you hear the sound of the bells, this signals the end of the mindful movement experience. Feel free to lie here longer if time permits and enjoy your relaxation or even sleep. If you need to begin moving again, allowing it to be a slow, gentle re-entry, taking your time to stretch, to move your hands and feet, and slowly coming out of the relaxation pose.